The Gemara in the beginning, in Brachos, in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, in the beginning, is a continuation of a discussion where in the previous Daf, the end of the previous Daf, the Gemara states that if you lengthen your tefillos, it's good. That kol hamarich tefiloso, it's one of the three things. If you're marich b'tefiloso, if you lengthen your tefillah, then it's marich and yamav shinol shel shaladam, it lengthens your days and years. But then, in the top of Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, it seems to say that it's not a good thing, that that there are three things that cause someone's sins to be remembered, and one of them is iyun tefillah. You spend a lot of time focusing on tefillah. So is lengthening your tefillah good or bad? So the Gemara distinguishes between ha de ma'ayin ba v'ha de lo ma'ayin ba. That if you're examining the tefillah, iyun tefillah is bad, non-iyun tefillah is good. So this iyun tefillah, at least in our Gemara, the iyun tefillah of our Gemara means Omer belibo sheteyase bakashaso lefi shispal bekavona. The person says in his heart that his bakasha, his request, will be accepted because he davened with proper intention. Now, based on this, the Shulchan Aruch says the following in Or Chaim Siman Sari Ches Seif Aleph. Al Yachshav, a person shouldn't think Roy Hu Shiyase Kadosh Baruch Hu Bakashoso Kevan Shikivanti Bitfilasi. A person shouldn't say, "Oh, I davened really well. I had really good kavana. I concentrated really well. So God will definitely accept my request." Ki Adam, just the opposite. Zemaskir Avanosav Shel Adam. This will cause a person's sins to be remembered. Shal Yidei Kach Mefashrusim B'Masav Lomar Batuach Hu B'Schuyosav, because a person saying, "Oh, I definitely am going to have my prayers answered because I have so many credits to my name, spiritual credits." So if he does that, then up in heaven, they're going to calculate, does he really have these spiritual credits? Rather, he should think that God should answer his request out of God's kindness. And he should say in his heart, "Mi ani, who am I? Davenim zeh. I'm lowly, I'm shameful. I'm coming to ask from God, the King of all kings, I'm asking that God should show his kindness. And just like he shows his kindness to people, he should show his kindness to me as well." In other words, what the Gemara is saying and what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us here is that when we approach tefillah, we should approach it from a midas ha-chesed perspective and not a midas ha-emes perspective. If a person approaches tefillah from a midas ha-emes perspective, saying, "Oh, I should naturally have my prayers answered because I'm a good guy." So if we come from a midas emes, then God's going to look at all of our deeds and he may find that we are wanting based on some other sins that we've committed. However, if we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, from a midas chesed perspective, saying, "I'm not deserving, but I would love to be the benefactor of your kindness." So in that case, our tefillos have more of a chance to be accepted. We should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a midas chesed perspective and not a midas emes perspective when we pray.